just for a moment, and the offering will just be kept in the porch at the back. But I want to show you a picture just at this particular point. And imagine a Christmas tree without anything on it. No tinsel, no lights, no baubles, no star on the top. It would be a sad little Christmas tree, wouldn't it? There would be something missing, wouldn't there be? It would be a bit like a treasure chest without any treasure in it. It would be a bit like a picture frame without any picture in it. It would be a bit like a football match without a football. A Christmas tree with nothing on it. There's something missing. And basically, I want to say this evening that that is what Christmas without Jesus Christ is like. There's something missing. That is what formal Christian religion without a living Savior is like. There's something missing. And basically, I want to just help you to think a little bit this evening for a moment about the fact that at the very heart of the Christian message is the message that it must touch us in our hearts. We live in a world where people are greatly taken up with what's on the outside. On the outside, image is everything, isn't it? And if everything seems to be all right on the outside, well, then everything seems to be all right, and yet so often it is not. And you know, in the Bible teaches us that when God thinks about us and looks at us, he says this. It says this in 1 Samuel chapter 16. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And our Lord, Jesus Christ, once said to some people when he was speaking to them, and it's recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, and it says this in chapter 7, "These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." And even in the church, sometimes we can be greatly taken up with things on the outside. We can be taken up with the building or the ceremony or the ritual. And yet we can miss the whole point that our hearts need to be touched. True religion, if I can put it this way, is always heart religion. Let me show you another picture. Pictures that just summarise. Here we are, Christmas 2013. A picture from the Ukraine where there's all sorts of protests going on. A picture from Syria, which is being destroyed by strife, and a picture from Afghanistan, where there is still ongoing trouble and war. And yet we don't have to look to these countries. Even in our own communities, there can still be trouble. And even in our own homes, there can be trouble. Dare I say, how many rows will there be in homes over Christmas, dare I say? What's the problem? And what's the solution? Some of you may know this. Over just about 100 years ago, over in London, there was an article written in one of the big newspapers over there, and it was all about what's wrong with the world. And people were encouraged to write in letters to the newspaper to try and say what's wrong with the world and what's the solution. And the famous writer and English novelist and poet, a man called G.K. Chesterton, wrote what probably was the shortest letter ever written to one of the papers. And he simply said this. Remember the question, what's wrong with the world? And he said, "Dear sir, I am yours truly, G.K. Chesterton." So what's wrong with the world? And Chesterton says, "Dear sir, I am yours truly, G.K. Chesterton." You see, he had recognized that actually the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. And that is the Christian diagnosis for the problems of our world. It may sound very simplistic to people who are cynical and sceptical, but it's what Christianity teaches, and it's what Christianity has always taught. What is the answer? What is the answer to this problem? Well, it's not actually religion or philosophy. The answer is God himself, because God is the God who can change the heart. God is the God who can come and change our hearts inside. Can people be changed? The cynic says no, but God says yes. The other evening, I just happened to be watching something on the TV. As men do, they tend to flick, don't they? I came across a part of a film, 16 Blocks. Some of you will know it, Bruce Willis. And there's a bit of a sub-thread running through that film that people can't change. And yet, at the end of the film, it comes out, well, actually, people can be changed. And, you know, people really can be changed by God and by the Lord Jesus. This past week has been a week where Nelson Mandela has been all over the news. And we do pause to thank God sincerely for a man whose generosity of spirit has so much to teach the peoples of the world and also the peoples of our own communities here in Northern Ireland, dare I say. He was a good man. He was a great man, and yet he was an imperfect man. There has only ever been one good, great, and perfect man, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he is the person who can change and touch the human heart, because he is the missing piece. P-I-E-C-E, P-E-A-C-E. Jesus is the missing piece. The scriptures say time and time again, God says in Ezekiel 36, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And before I finish, let me just say this. Essentially, what I'm trying to say is this, that the very heart of the Christian message is the message that we need our hearts touched and changed by Jesus. We need to see beyond the labels, because we are very good with the labels. And we need to see and ask ourselves, what is a true Christian? Let's get past the old labels and all the baggage. What's a true Christian? It's a person whose heart has been touched by Jesus Christ, that the Spirit of God has come within us and he has touched us. He has brought us to turn from our self-centered, sinful ways and to put our trust in Jesus, who was born, who died, who rose again, and who says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you as you come to put your trust in me. That's my last picture there. We'll go back to it. The famous picture in the Bible of Jesus saying, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. And let me ask you tonight, as I finish, have you ever opened the door of your life to Jesus? I'm not asking you, are you religious? You probably are religious. That's not what I'm asking you. I'm not asking you which church you're from, which community you're from. I'm asking you, have you ever opened the door of your life to Jesus? There's a little prayer that some of you will have heard, very simple little prayer. And when it's sincerely prayed, it can really make all the difference in the world. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Because at the end of the day, Christianity, whatever form it takes, without that, is like a Christmas tree with nothing on it. There's something missing.